With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Egypt has agreed to allow 20 truckloads of aid to cross its border into Gaza, where the humanitarian situation worsens by the hour. President Biden back in the U.S. following his one-day visit to Israel, marred by that deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital.
President Biden said Israel had been, as he put it, badly victimized, but added that he'd been blunt with Benjamin Netanyahu about the need to avoid being consumed by rage. His visit to Israel was overshadowed by Tuesday's explosion, prompting Arab leaders to cancel scheduled summit talks with the U.S. in Amman. Mr. Biden also said his administration supported Israel's contention that it was not to blame for the hospital blast, which has prompted angry protests throughout the region.
The BBC's David Willis. There have been protests in the U.S. as well, including on Capitol Hill, where hundreds of demonstrators took over the Cannon House office building. The demonstrators demand a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. There were numerous arrests, and tonight President Biden will address the nation from the White House. Also at SRNnews.com, a second vote, and House Republicans have still not managed to elect a new Speaker of the House.
People have to put aside their own parochial interests for the good of the team here. And right now, it just doesn't seem like people are willing to do that.
Congressman Mike Gallagher on the Salem Radio Network. GOP Congressman Jim Jordan is the nominee. Another vote expected today. One Marine is dead, another in custody, in what authorities at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, describe as a homicide last night in a barracks room. No further details being offered. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 80 points. NASDAQ futures off 23. The S&P futures 10 points lower. This is SRN News. A new poll charts the connections between American Jews and the State of Israel.
The vast majority of Jewish people in this country vote Democrat and are often critical of Israel. But that doesn't mean they don't love the Jewish state at a fundamental level. According to a survey from the Pew Research Center, 82% of American Jews say caring about Israel is essential to what being Jewish means to them. 60% say they have a lot in common with Israeli Jews, and nearly half have visited the country at least one time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sex change operations on children would be banned in Wisconsin under a Republican bill passed this week, but Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto the measure. Republicans do not have enough votes for an override. More than 20 other states have enacted laws that bar doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on youngsters for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Amazon pioneering a new way to deliver prescription drugs.
The e-commerce giant will become the latest company to test drone deliveries. Customers in College Station, Texas, can now get prescriptions delivered by drone within an hour of placing their order. The drone is programmed to fly from a delivery center with a secure pharmacy. It will travel to the customer's address, descend to about 13 feet, and drop a padded package. Other companies that have tested prescription drone deliveries include CVS Health. John Scott reported.
A Russian-American journalist working for U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty has been detained in Russia, charged with failing to register as a foreign agent. Alsu Karmashiva is the second U.S. journalist to be detained in Russia this year, and he could get up to 5 years in prison if convicted. More details at srnnews.com.